An empty blue and white chair was at center stage at the Nobel Peace Prize ceremony in Oslo, Norway today. The man who was supposed to be sitting in it, Chinese dissident Liao Xiaobo, remains in prison in China. He's serving an 11-year sentence on subversion charges because of his calls for political reforms in China. The head of the Nobel Committee urged Beijing to release him. Let's listen.
Liu has only exercised his civil rights. He has not done anything wrong. He must be released.
In China, authorities tightened their clampdown on dissidents, and as the Nobel ceremony began, CNN and BBC TV went blank in Beijing. The BBC's Stephen Sacker joins us on a cell phone from Oslo. And Stephen, Liu wasn't there, but did his absence in some ways almost magnify his presence?
I think it did. You refer to that very powerful image of the empty chair, a chair which, of course, should have been occupied by Liu Xiaobo, but he remains a political prisoner. He served just 1 year of an 11-year sentence for subversion handed down by the Chinese authorities. And I think that image was extraordinarily powerful, but I think it was also magnified by the reaction of the Chinese government itself. For days now, we've had the Chinese authorities venting their fury at the Nobel Committee and at nations who have expressed support for this year's choice. I think that is why there was a renewed international interest.
Actress Liv Ullmann read from Liu's final statement. What did she say and how was that received?
Liv Ullmann read a 20-minute statement that had been written by Liu Xiaobo during the time he was in detention in 2009. And it really was quite a moving statement. He said in the course of his writing, "I hope I am the last victim." And it really was in many ways an impassioned cry for freedom inside China. And of course, Liv Ullmann, she's not just a very well-known Norwegian actress. She's also somebody who's campaigned for human rights across the world and struck an emotional chord with many people, both inside and outside the hall.
Now, one of the Chinese dissidents invited to the ceremony by Liu's wife was there, isn't that right?
Yeah, there was a gentleman, Mr. Zhang, who was there representing Mr. Liu's wife, but the rules of the Nobel Peace Prize are actually quite strict. He could not receive the medal and the substantial cash prize. That will remain in Oslo, and I interviewed the chairman of the Nobel Peace Prize Committee, Torbjørn Jagland, and I said to him, what will happen to the prize? And he said, well, it will, I hope, one day be picked up in person by Mr. Liu Xiaobo. When will that be? Well, of course, that rests entirely on the Chinese authorities.
Were there demonstrations at the event today?
There were demonstrators, 100 or so, I suppose, who were demonstrating against the Chinese government and in support of the award made today by the Nobel Peace Prize Committee. There were also a small number of pro-China government demonstrators, and there were one or two fairly minor clashes between the two sets of Chinese street demonstrators.
I understand a children's choir closed the ceremony today, and this was a request from Liao Xiaobo.
That's right. We were told that Mr. Liu and his family had made it clear that they would like a children's choir to be a part of the ceremonial in Oslo today. So sure enough, the Norwegian children's choir, which sang some really rather beautiful local songs at one point in the ceremony. And I think, you know, it added to the sense that it really was quite an emotional occasion, something which I would also add was carefully choreographed by the Nobel Committee to make plain their belief that this was a symbolic opportunity to call for real change, for a recognition of universal human values on the part of the Chinese government.
The BBC's Stephen Sacker speaking to us from Oslo. Stephen, thanks very much for being with us.
You're most welcome.